This next segment was recorded in the summer of 1978. On this tape, I demonstrated stacking, that is, making a phone call go back and forth between many offices. So let's talk about how stacking begins. Now, I'm calling from the Edenton 482 office, and let me just demonstrate that that is, in fact, where I'm calling from. I'll just pick up and dial operator. You'll notice that when the operator answers, there's a class of service tone to let her know that I'm calling from a coin phone.
Testing operator, what exchange am I coming in from?
I beg your pardon?
What exchange am I coming in from?
Edenton.
Thank you.
Right.
So she knows where I'm calling from, and she knows I'm at a coin phone. But there's a way around that. In several of the offices here, I discovered loop circuits, a test device that allows the phone company to test trunks from a distance. For example, in the Hertford 426 office, the 89 code on an incoming trunk connects you to an outgoing switching train, very much like what you'd be connected to if you picked up and got a dial tone there. So if you dial 89 into a Hertford 426 incoming trunk, that puts you on its outgoing switching train, and from there you can access all of its trunks, including another loop circuit. If you want to stack loop circuits, you can dial 8989. So what I'm going to do now is pick up my phone in Edenton and dial 426-8989. The call will go through, and at that point we'll just be sitting there with the loop circuit ready to take whatever we want to dial. I'll dial 0.
Testing operator, what exchange am I coming in from?
Hertford.
Thank you.
Not only did she think I was calling from Hertford when I'm not, but she also didn't realize I was calling from a coin phone because there was no class of service tone. So I am accessing the Hertford outgoing switching train, and the first question I want answered is, where are their Elizabeth City tandem trunks? You gotta know these things. Now, the code for the Elizabeth City tandem in Edenton, where I'm calling from, is 6, but in Hertford it's probably going to be something else. So at this point, I'm going to stop the tape. Okay, I've got a suspect. I have been dialing 426-8989, just as a convenient way to get into the Hertford loop circuit. From there, I've been trying various numbers. I'm up to 4. And 4 is cutting into a 2600 cycle carrier trunk. Now, I happen to know from having been in Hertford that the Elizabeth City tandem trunks are all 2600. So this is probably going to be they. And the way I'm going to verify it is I'm going to turn on the tape. You're going to hear this. I'm going to dial 426-8989. That call will go through, leaving me sitting on the Hertford loop circuit. I'll then dial a 4. You'll hear the 2600 noise come on. And into that, I'm going to dial 15. That's a way to verify that I've got the tandem, because 15 is the code for the dial speed checker test. And when that Elizabeth City low tone comes on, that will indicate that I've hit the tandem. We've just verified that you can get the Elizabeth City tandem on 4 through Hertford. Now, why is this useful? Well, I wanted to make a stacked up call, and this next call is our first example. I'm going to drop the director. That leaves me on my originating switching train here in Edenton. From there, I dial the codes the director uses. And so I'll dial 9-2 into the switching train myself. That'll put me on to Hertford. In Hertford, I'll dial 8-9 to get the loop circuit, which will now enable me to access Hertford's outgoing trunks. I'll then dial 4, which we just saw goes to the Elizabeth City tandem. Once in the tandem, I'll dial 6, which is how to reach Hertford again, by way of the tandem. Now that I'm in Hertford a second time, I'll dial 8-9 for a loop circuit, and then dial 2-4, which is Hertford's code for the Welsh 221 office. And once connected to the Welsh 221 office, I'll dial a 7, which goes to the Piney Woods 297 office. Once in Piney Woods, I'll dial the last 4 digits 9699, which will give us a supervision test. You'll hear the ring way in the background, and it'll be obvious when the thing starts flashing that there's a couple of links on this call. When the soup test goes off-hook, the off-hook signal has to be sent through each link, one after another, from the distant end of the call back to us. That sounds like this. And now, when it hangs up, from the last back to the first, you can hear that on-hook signal being sent forward. Though it was noticeable that there was an unusually high number of links on that call, it wasn't really a long stack, so let's do a longer one. We'll drop the director, and then dial 6 for the Elizabeth City tandem. Then 6 again, which will go to Hertford, because in the Elizabeth City tandem, 6 goes to Hertford. Then 8-9 to get the Hertford loop circuit. Then 4 to go back to the Elizabeth City tandem. 6 to go back to Hertford. 8-9 to get the loop circuit. 4 to go to the Elizabeth City tandem a third time. 6 to go back to Hertford again. And then 3. 3 is Hertford's code for the Woodville 264 office, which is dialable without a loop circuit because it homes on Hertford. And then the last 4 digits, 3299, which will give us the soup test. let's digitally slow down that little segment there so we can listen to the actual links one by one. And through the magic of digital, we'll actually get some insight into what they sound like as they go off and on hook. That was the off-hook signal. Now here's the on-hook. You know, this is the only place I've ever seen in the United States where you can do this kind of stacking with your dial in a local network. Now, of course, this sort of thing was very common in the English long-distance network. There were all sorts of stacking things you could do just by dialing there, so much so that it became illegal to dial codes this way in England. But in the United States, we used to do this mostly on the long-distance network using blue boxes. And, you know, one of us would pick up the phone and would hear clunk-a-cuck-a-cuck-a-cuck-a-cuck-a-cuck-a-cuck-a-cuck. Hello? Geez, what are you calling me through, man? All right, here's another one. I'm going to drop the director. That'll leave me on the Edenton switching train, where I'll dial a 6. The 6 goes to the Elizabeth City Tandem. In the Elizabeth City Tandem, I'll dial 6. 6 there goes to Hertford. And in Hertford, I'll dial 8-9. Then I'll dial a 4. That 4 will go back to the Elizabeth City Tandem once again. From there, I'll dial a 6 once again, which will put me back to Hertford. Then I'll dial 8-9. So now in Hertford for the second time, I'm going to dial a 4, which goes out to the Tandem a third time. And then in the Tandem, I'm going to dial 2-7, which goes to Welsh 221. Then I'll dial 7 for the Piney Woods 297 office, and then 9699, the supervision test. This time, the call will go from Edenton to the Elizabeth City Tandem, to Hertford, back to the Elizabeth City Tandem, back to Hertford, back to the Elizabeth City Tandem again, to Welsh 221, to Piney Woods 297, which will give us the soup test. During those last few off-hook periods, I was flashing my hook, which added to the supervision noise. Sounded like it was going on-hook momentarily and then re-souping. Now let's digitally slow down the last segment of that. Thank you. Unfortunately, that day I didn't have a friend with me so that we could actually talk through these long stacks. It's really more fun to have a person at the other end than a supervision test. But this does give you the basic idea, and it's interesting that it can be done with your dial in a local network. Kind of a unique situation. Well, that's all for this segment, but there is more Elizabeth City. In the next segment, which I don't consider a must hear, but if you really want more information, here it is, I discuss the details of the director. Those sound like dial pulses, but you might have noticed that they really don't directly correspond to what's being dialed out. There seem to be too many pulses there. Can any sense be made out of those noises? Another question. Why do we hear some normal step noises when we're making an intra-office call? And the next segment includes more calls around the local calling area.